Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Evan Bray on this Wednesday morning, a morning where the province, much of the province, woke up to some moisture in the southern part of the province, maybe a little bit more in the way of rain. It was mild, so not slippery, but it had been raining overnight, maybe a bit of drizzle in the morning. In that central band of the province, and I'm talking the Saskatoon area through North Battleford, even up Melfort, Tisdale, Prince Albert, up in that neck of the woods, snow, ice, icy roads, some fog conditions. I know visibility still not great in a couple of spots up that way as well. So Highway Hotline is definitely a good one to check in with today to make sure the road conditions are going to be good. I know we've been getting a lot of reports this morning about what plows are out and snow-covered highways and all of those types of things, but a good idea to check before you head out on the road. Well, there's lots of different, what I'll call barometers, that we would check in with on a regular basis that help us understand the health of our provincial economy, the health of our communities in the province. One of them comes out from the Conference Board of Canada. It's called the Major City Insights Report. It takes a deep dive into the economy of cities across Canada, highlighting trends, factors that might help growth, or in some cases might impede growth. According to the latest report, the two major cities in Saskatchewan are actually showing some steady momentum. Saskatoon continues to outpace major cities. Regina showing a strong rebound from 2024, but there's some challenges there as well. So in order to dig into this, I'm happy to welcome to the show David Rostovsky, who is an economist with the Conference Board of Canada. And David joins us by phone from his office in Windsor. David, thanks for taking the call.
No problem, Evan. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to kind of break it into Saskatoon and Regina. Let's start in Saskatoon. According to this Major City Insights report for 2024, Saskatoon's economy grew faster than any other major city last year. What's behind that success?
So the overall story for Saskatoon, and in fact even Regina, is the Saskatoon economy is quite diverse, and it's showing a lot of resiliency during this time of uncertainty. Now, we do see economic growth just slightly decelerating this year compared to what we've seen last year and the year before. But a lot of that is really down to the ongoing tariff situation with the United States. Now, overall, Saskatchewan's economy is built on trade. So any escalation or prolongation of the trade war imposed by the United States will undoubtedly have some effects on the local economies. However, for Saskatoon, its goods sector is primarily driving output growth for the year, as well as the region's professional, scientific, and technical services sector. Mm-hmm. So it's really diverse and perhaps even a bit more insulated when it comes to the impacts of the tariffs, as opposed to other CMAs that are more heavily reliant on automotive manufacturing, for example, cities such as Windsor or even London, Ontario.
I've had the mayors from both of these two major cities on the program many times, and we've talked about population growth, and largely due to immigration, but just population growth in general. It comes with opportunity, but it also comes with challenge. Can you talk about how that's been vetted out for Saskatoon in this report?
So population growth was, prior to this year, it was coming in relatively hot, and it really increased demand for homes, and it just there was a lot of, for example, supply pressures when it comes to homes and renting homes and apartments, especially in the city. So now with the change in immigration policy, we'll see population growth decelerate this year, and that should actually help with easing demand a bit in the region. Mm-hmm. when it comes to homes, especially, and likewise for Regina.
David Rostovsky is my guest, economist with the Conference Board of Canada. We're talking about the Major City Insights report that is out. Can we talk labor for a second? Saskatoon's unemployment rate, I think, is, last I checked, holding steady around 5%. What does that tell us about the local labor market?
Yeah, so in October, Saskatoon's unemployment rate inched up to around 5.5%. Now, if we compare it to the provincial unemployment rate, which is currently at 5.5% as well, and also lower than the national rate of 6.9%, what we're seeing is that the labor market in Saskatoon is outperforming a lot of other CMAs and even the national average. Yes, labor markets are cooling. So we've seen this over in this second half of 2025, but labor markets were quite tight in the first half of this year. And for Saskatoon, we anticipate the economy will gain around 2,300 net new jobs. And a lot of that really stemmed from in the first quarter, of this year, there was a lot of uncertainty with tariffs, when they will be imposed, what percentage the tariff will come in at. So a lot of companies were just producing as much as possible and trying to export to the United States before any tariffs were imposed. So this caused labor markets to tighten, especially in that first half of 2025. And now what we're seeing is some kind of residual effects of the tariffs and overall demand kind of slowing. So the labor market is slightly cooling, but it still remains relatively tight in Saskatoon, especially when we compare it to the national average.
Right. I noticed in the report, David, that it mentioned Saskatoon will need construction levels not seen in decades to close that supply gap of low inventory for housing. Is that pretty standard? This seems to be a national issue.
Yes. So now, Saskatoon's residential market for both buyers and renters remains tight, and the recent surge in housing demand is primarily driven by higher immigration and has resulted in low vacancy rates throughout the city. And it's sort of a trend that we've seen across Canada, not specifically within Saskatoon, but overall, the message is, you know, housing affordability will deteriorate if the supply gap is not addressed in the coming years. So closing, as you mentioned, closing that gap will require construction levels not seen in several decades. Now, to meet demand, further increases in housing starts are anticipated for this year. Now, while building new homes remains a priority, labor shortages and cost pressures have constrained the capacity for added construction as well. So there are some challenges within the construction sector, and that's not necessarily just in Saskatoon. It's sort of a trend that we've seen across the country.
Right. And lastly, when we're talking about Saskatoon, the services sector in Saskatoon is seeing a boom. Is this a trend we're seeing across the country or even within the province, or is this something specific about the city of Saskatoon that is incentivizing this sector to boom?
Especially with tariffs being imposed, we are seeing that hold back the goods producing sectors across Canada, not specifically just in Saskatchewan. But what we're seeing in Saskatchewan is the professional scientific and technical services sector really growing quite robustly this year, and that as well as the finance, insurance, and real estate sector. And same goes for Regina, in fact. But this is really due to ongoing demand for homes and a lot of research being conducted within the ag tech sector as well, mm-hmm. which also is supporting some of those services sectors. And yeah, overall, when we're looking at, we'll get into Regina in a moment, but for Saskatoon, the goods sector is sort of outperforming the expectation of kind of that slowdown in the overall goods sector that we're seeing across the country, and that's really down to the output in the city's construction sector. And a lot of that really stems, there's some positive news coming out, and for example, when we're looking at Indigenous development, has prompted significant investment over the years, and Saskatoon is now home to several urban reserves, work on Saskatoon's new central library, as well as 44 new bus platforms, which is a part of the city's $250 million Link Bus Rapid Transit system, which will help boost the city's construction sector. Now, phase one production at the Jansen mine is expected to start in 2027 with another production bump in 2031. So completion of these phases will certainly provide a boost to the region's mining, construction, and manufacturing industries over the next few years as well.
Mm-hmm. David Rostovsky is my guest. Okay, we have a few minutes left. I want to flip to Regina. So we've had an in-depth discussion about Saskatoon. Often these two communities, Regina and Saskatoon, very similar. Are there some significant standout differences between the two in this report?
So, as I mentioned, the story for both is such that both economies will be resilient in this time of uncertainty. Now, there will be, as I mentioned, a deceleration in economic activity. So we see Regina's economy, the Regina CMA economy growing 1.9% this year, in contrast to Saskatoon's 3.2%. So there's that discrepancy there. But I do want to emphasize that Regina will see healthy gains this year despite the ongoing uncertainty. And the sectors that will really help boost growth this year for Regina include the professional, scientific, and technical services, as well as the finance, real estate, and insurance sector as well. So the services sector are expected to perform well in Regina, and that's what's really helping boost the economy overall. However, the main difference there is that the goods sector within Saskatoon will outperform the goods sector within in Regina. So that's why we're really seeing that slight discrepancy in the growth rates of economic growth for both cities.
This Major City Insights report, David, is it publicly available?
To our members, to the conference board's members and subscribers, it is.
So that would be, if they're a member of the conference board, they could just go to conferenceboard.ca to get a copy of the report.
Yes, it is behind a paywall.
Okay, David, I appreciate you joining us, and thanks for the work that you and the team did on putting together this report. Always appreciate you giving us some time.
No problem at all, and thank you for having me.
David Rostovsky with what really is, when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, good news from an economic standpoint for both Saskatoon and Regina. And, I mean, those are just two of many communities, but those are the two communities that were included in their Major City Insights report that they do annually through the Conference Board of Canada. And I appreciate David joining us here on the program. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.